Today we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater, and last time we visited, Susan Herrick was here, and we were talking about, oh, we've got auditions coming up, and we are going to do The Odd Couple, and so far?
And we had great auditions.
Did you?
Yep.
Great auditions. You have a cast.
I have a great cast.
Okay.
This is such a fun show. And
she was so excited then that, you know. She could have done it, I think, without the cast.
We
better let everybody know your cast. Part of your cast is joining you today.
That's true.
We have some regulars.
My two leading men are here.
We are the odd couple. Although I don't know that we're that odd.
Well,
we just can't even.
We're different from each other. We can't even.
We have Christopher Levi and John Hoffman here, who plays Oscar.
Yes, I'm Oscar.
Oscar. And John plays Felix.
Felix Unger, yes.
And again, part of this is you just were looking for people, and you had some magic ones. It looks like on here.
I did. It's been great fun. You know, there's always a surprise that walks into auditions, and there was a young lady that walked in we've never seen before, and she's going to be one of the greatest Pigeon Sisters ever. And we had just have all the right guys. I mean, the guys around that poker table are all funny, and the problem is that I end up laughing so hard sometimes during rehearsal that I have to make everybody stop so we can go back and do it again. So.
Yeah, Brian, the voice that he's got for Speed, it just cracks me up.
Well, The Odd Couple, it's been a long time since we've done a Neil Simon. We talked about this last time.
That's true.
And I don't know, have you ever done Odd Couple before? Is this the first time?
When I was in college, I was the assistant director for it. So I've obviously seen it and worked with it, but college was a year or two ago.
But something that Boone Community Theater hasn't done.
I think we have not done this show ever.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
But in the rememberable past.
The old past.
Yeah, that's
it. But we're doing it now.
All right. So, performances will be coming up, October, right?
The first two weekends of October.
Okay. So now we've got a cast. Middle of the month, you had auditions, got the cast. It's not a big cast, but it requires a lot of working together.
It does. Yeah, it's a real ensemble. And, you know, the guys who sit around that poker table, and you think, oh, those are smaller parts, but they're around that poker table a lot. So we see them on stage a lot. This is one of those. There really aren't small parts in this show.
There's just a lot going. A lot of people will go back to the TV show, but the theater production, much different. Again, still same characters, but really confined in that apartment, right?
Yep. I think they did different, other than Felix and Oscar. Okay. And I think they even spelled your name, Felix, differently on the television show.
Really?
I think they spelled it ER
in
the television show. So,
the ER. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, again, same characters, but again, the theater production is altogether different. This is why we have theater here.
That's right.
And it's a different way to tell the story. You know, if you're doing a television series, you've got to go on and on and on, but in the play, you can have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And when it's end, it's over, then...
And when Neil Simon puts one together, we have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Mm-hmm. Well, we have seen some of his others. We've done
Plaza Suite. We've done Barefoot in the Park.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So those, but this will be the first time for The Odd Couple. All right. So auditions. What have you been doing? How you've been? First of all, can they stay on, or do they just go off on their own sometimes?
Well, for the most part, since we're just started and in blocking, and people stay fairly close to what we're doing, but all of these guys are pretty experienced, and so they add in little things they're doing and
little once in a while.
We're experimenting at this stage.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of experimentation.
So watch Brandon, because he might do something.
He'll steal your poker chips for one thing.
In our first rehearsal, he just out of the blue, he picked me up and slammed me down into a chair, just bodily, and he asked me first. but I thought, he's always thinking of something new and something fun to do. He's got a great, big, deep bag of tricks.
So let's go through. We got, again, your cast is, John Hoffman is Felix Unger, Oscar Madison is Christopher Levi, The rest of it, you got speed, Brian Peterson.
Brian Peterson.
Murray is Brandon Windus.
Yeah.
David Michael Roy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got the Pigeon Sisters. Levi Ashland's new for you, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
First time.
Gwendolyn and Cecily Pigeon is Melanie Jansen.
Yeah, and we saw Cecily when we did Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Melanie Windus.
She's been on before.
Yeah.
So otherwise, a lot of them have been on before. Don't break into Frog and Toad when you guys do that. But again, these are all really experienced. So you've got a good cast to work with.
Absolutely. And it's really fun. And you don't have to explain many things to them. They usually are a step ahead of me thinking of something else they could try.
And I know, as the director, again, especially when you have this many experienced people that are doing it, you kind of like to go, yeah, that'll work. That fits right in.
They'll do something, and they look at me like, well, are you going to say that's okay? And most of the time it's like, go, do your thing. It's great. So.
All right, so we'll just keep having rehearsals going on, looking for the October performance dates that'll be coming up. So when do we start getting tickets and things like that? Go online, I'm guessing.
If you go to our website, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that set up pretty soon. It's not set up quite yet.
I don't think
it's a little early yet. The other thing I was going to ask you, because of your space, mm-hmm. where are we looking at having? Where's the apartment going to be? Where's the stage? How are you going to set that up this time? Because it seems like every time you get to really, okay, where can we do this? How can we make it work? And that's part of it. You've got the space to do it.
Well, Swan Princess was in the same, essentially, that side of the theater.
Okay.
So,
kind of be over on that side, kind mm-hmm. of around, seating around a little, or mostly right on?
Mostly right straight out.
Yeah, okay. Straight out.
Yep.
Pretty standard.
So. Yeah, just like Swan Princess without the extra little bump out apron effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So.
And Gary Gardner, bless his heart, had the set done before we had auditioned.
Yeah,
so
we got to audition right on the set.
Is that right?
And I get to block on the set, and that's just, that almost never happens. That's really a luxury. So that,
all right,
this is where you're going to be, and if they learn their lines and know right where they're going to be, that sets it pretty.
So rest of your crew, you pretty well have everybody all lined up?
Yeah.
So this is like really easy for a director.
I know.
Which is good.
It's one of those things you're afraid to talk about too much. Because
Well,
it kind of frees you up to direct.
It does.
To be a director instead of having to do all these other things.
Worry about everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in some interest, obviously there was interest for people to be part of this since we haven't done this performance before.
Yeah.
That's good.
People are ready to come back to the theater, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Speaking of coming back to the theater, we do have a whole season. I know everybody's kind of geared up for that. We didn't get to have the open house like we wanted to. Michelle was heartbroken.
So nobody could get in.
Yeah, well, we couldn't quite get in there, yeah. But, again, we do have a lot of other things that you guys have been doing. I know recently, the one thing she said was very popular was trivia.
Yeah.
That really got going. Does this look like something you're going to continue to keep doing?
Oh, maybe, I think so, yeah. We've done it twice now. And last Friday night we did it, and it's such fun.
Just get different people to come.
Michelle Jacobson manages to put together several categories for us to give answers to. And the first night, the old people's table won it. The second night, there were younger folks, but Gary Gardner was at their table. And
okay,
I think
he switched.
And they were all pretty much saying, well, because of Gary, we knew a lot of things that we didn't necessarily know.
And they had popcorn, too, I hear.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the popcorn's kind of a big hit. I've had to tell people how to make it so that others could do it, too.
So you're not the only one over there. Obviously, the first Friday of the month is also game night for you.
Tonight.
Yep. Yep.
Be happening.
And do we ever have anybody show up to play chess against Christopher?
There's one fellow that would play chess, but we played backgammon the last time he was there and I was there.
Okay. So some flexibility.
There is flexibility.
We could do a lot of different.
I think we might have played one game of chess at the end, and we had to stop because the time was just getting out of control.
There we go.
And it was a draw. I mean, it was very tight, but it was. Yeah. He didn't have the advantage, and I didn't either, which is the important thing.
That's it. Well, and so game night, this is something that you guys started a while ago. Just because you have the space, you can have people come in and do things like this. Yeah. I know people go by on Friday. What's happened? That first Friday is the night for game night.
Yeah, we don't like for the building to sit empty. We want people to see that we're moving and things are going on in there. And
one of the challenges, obviously, was a big open space. You've done different variations where the stage is set up and everything else. But I'm going to Christopher because I know you manhandle a lot of wiring and things like that in there. Has it been, have you been able to make progress? Have people coming in? And I know there's different work days and so you have on Saturdays and things like that where people come in and help.
So there were a couple of others that really jumped up to the challenge, Michelle and Keisha in particular, to help move things along in the summer since I was out of pocket for most of the summer. So there's been some painting done in the lobby and we're hoping to have some trim done and so forth. We're laying the groundwork for a couple of more restrooms up toward the front. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things like that are happening. We're hanging battens on the ceiling so that we can hang theater lights.
Sure.
And, you know, at first it's pretty expensive. But then after a while, you only need to add one more batten rather than five, and so then it becomes more manageable. We're replacing some of the carpet with Luan plywood so that the flooring is more appropriate. Now we can paint our floors again, which is so cool when you see theater on the floor as part of the scene.
So and these are just things that a lot of people wouldn't think about, but having the space, first of all, and again, space to store costumes, props, things like that, that helps immensely.
And the vision, like exactly where things were going to go, has moved several times, but it hasn't like been crazy, just evolving gradually. Yeah. So, yep, that was there, but it's kind of moving over here. This is still here, but that moved. So everybody's buying into this idea that we have to build this space and adapt this space. So it's not just a one-person project. Yeah. There's lots of folks involved.
And keeping it flexible, too.
People are excited just to come in and see it in progress. See what's happened next and what have you added. They really comment on that when they come through the door, so that's fun. They're with us. They're helping us watch it grow.
You know, when you were in your previous space, the very small space, you had to use your imagination on how to make things work. Now you've got the space to do it. But still, it's all a matter of having your imagination again and making it work. And making it adaptable. So, Gilligan was funny. and then at the same time, you turn around and you had...
Miracle Worker,
yeah. And more traditional stage setup and structure there.
And so being creative is wonderful, but one of the most frightening things about creativity is when you start with a plain sheet of white paper and you have no idea where to go. And so in some sense, it's more challenging because you can put the set anywhere. And so it's wide open. So you've got to jump in with some
When you have choices, suddenly then you have to think, well, maybe this would be better or that would be better.
Yeah.
Rather than, here's the space we have to work with. We got to deal with how we can cram it into there.
Yeah. Except in this case, Gary already had the stage built. So we're all decided for you.
Just
right
amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are there other things that are coming up besides game night and stuff? Because I know you do, like you said, you do like to make use of it and have other opportunities. I know we've had some open mic nights, things like that. Of course, we're into the season now.
Well, there, as soon as we're done with our show, there will be auditions for the next show.
Yeah.
For the Miss Holmes show. So. And.
Yeah, and I think the Seussical will probably audition right on its heels before it's done.
So, you're keeping, it's just keeping right on rolling.
Yeah, overlap a little on that one.
Yeah, because that's a big, big show.
It's a big, big show, yeah.
So there's, we'll make them all, get them all in there and make them work. All right, so downtown is done. Are we talking about open house or anything like that again? Obviously, we're going to have Puffer Billy Days coming up. Will you be down around there at that time? Is that going to be one of those?
Yeah, it'll be a teen hangout.
We're part of a scavenger hunt, too.
So okay. All right.
But
participating with the other?
But next year is our 50th year, so there are huge plans that are going to be kicked off for the next year.
Hope you guys knew that.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah. We did.
Okay, good. 50th year?
Yeah.
1975.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go back and try to name all the different locations you were. So
we've been a little bit of everywhere. 75, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 50, yeah.
So that's, and you've had a lot of people who have participated over the years. Some still there, some gone. You know, some had been on stage a lot and, you know, are not back. You know, yeah. They just haven't gone back on.
We do get as people in the audience that say, yeah, I was in a show with Boone Community Theater back in the 90s or something
sure.
like that.
And, or you get kids that went through the summer programs and remember
yeah.
Mary.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mary,
yeah.
But, and now Michelle kind of picking up doing the summer programs. And again, right. Keeps young people involved.
Absolutely.
Too.
We're big on that, you know. That I think that's... The community theater ought to be reaching out to kids as they graduate from high school or even still in high school. I love to see shows that have a multi-generational cast as well as just encouraging the next generation to get up on stage and or work backstage or be a part of a production. It's fabulous.
Find out all the different things there are to do about it. So I know you guys aren't ready to do a scene. Because it's been fairly early in rehearsals, mm-hmm. but again, playing off each other, like doing that?
Yes. John is such an experienced actor that I get to just take advantage of his skill because I can look him right in the eye while he's acting and he doesn't break up. And then that creates some more of that genuine... appearance as you're on stage
sure.
acting
mm-hmm.
is to look right at the person. And I know he knows what I'm doing, and I think that's reciprocal. So it's really cool to be able to act at that level.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you know, something special for me about this is that Christopher and I have done a lot of shows together, but we've never been on stage together before. One of us is always directing, and then the other would be on stage.
Sure.
He's cast me in things. I've cast him in things. And I've always wanted to do this, to say that one of these days we're going to have to do that. So we've been looking at, the last couple of years, we've been looking at different scripts for like a two-man show or something like
sure.
that. And nothing jumped out at us or was right. And then when we heard that Susan was going to be doing this show, we thought we need to audition for this. We need to see if we can get this because this is going to be a hoot. I don't know who's going to be the laugh leader in the audience though. Usually when there's something funny going on
my
stage,
husband.
either he's going to do it, Bob's going to do it. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
It'll be.
Christopher or I are the ones that are cracking up.
Well, it's. I mean, that is the one thing I know. You guys have both been on stage a lot, done a lot of different things. But I was trying to think back. I can't remember where you both have been.
So Treasure Island, we were both on stage in different scenes.
Yeah, in different scenes.
That was the closest we got.
And we did do a scene, and we rehearsed a scene together because at that point, Brandon had been, thought he might have been exposed to COVID. And
that's
so
right.
We understudied his parts. That he had, and then you and I were doing a thing, and we're just staring at each other. And I thought, oh man, and I just about lost it. This is just so much fun.
Well, a classic to again to really kick off our season. That's going to be coming up on October. Let me look at the big calendar over here. First two weekends.
3, 4, 5, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. Yep. And when we get closer to it, we'll let people know. Again, definitely. Go online because that's the easiest way to find out about tickets, getting reservations and things like that. And it's going to be fun.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be fun. And you've got to, like I said, the cast kind of fit right into what you... if I could pick people to be in there you go.
Yeah, this is the dream show. I've got a set already. I've got great actors. We're having a ball.
Okay. Just keep working at it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, memorizing.
Yeah, memorizing those lines.
And again, my guess is you're both on quite a bit together.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot of scenes, or several scenes that is just the two of us, but then others that it's two of us with other with the yeah. other cast
with the card members. Players,
the card,
the card players,
players
or
right.
the or the ladies.
Now,
yeah.
good actor never counts his lines, but we've got something like 800 lines between us.
Okay. Well, I've never counted my lines.
Never no. counted those. Yeah. So again, game night tonight. Again, right. that's what time? Seven.
Seven.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
And again, all you got to do is come into the front door. If you don't have a game or if you don't bring one with you, someone's going to have one there.
Well, there are games there, yes.
There are games there, and again, they're looking to just have people come in and use the space. I know we've got a lot of other art things that are going on downtown, too, so this kind of fits right in with all the Main Street stuff that's happening, too. I know you guys like that.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
But we're looking forward to
my
more.
Puppy's going to go across the street to the puppy groomer / trainer.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mrs. Slobberwurst.
Get groomed or trained?
Trained.
Oh, good.
To Mrs. Slobberwurst.
That's right.
There we go. I do appreciate you coming in and letting us know what's going on. Again, The Odd Couple, it will be the first of the new season for Boone Community
Correct.
Theater coming up in
yeah.
October. In rehearsal as we speak, game night tonight, and any other announcements that come up. Well, check the Facebook page. Become a friend on Facebook.
Absolutely.
That's an easy way to keep updated
you
on
bet.
What's happening. Thanks for joining us.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Glad to
Thank
be
you.
Here.